why is it the band Vera and not just Vera?
Oh,
what was the necessity behind that?
How long you got?
Just copyright, like, because apparently there was another band on Spotify.
So it turns out there's like 19 other bands on Spotify named Vera. And so when I uploaded our EP in May, when it released it, it uploaded under a different artist named Vera and not us. So I was like, this is stupid. Like,
well, and it sucks because we've been Vera forever.
Yeah, that's how we started with just Vera.
Oh,
And I was like, guys, we have to change it because our music is showing up under somebody else.
Right.
And Spotify was like, we might be able to switch it off, but there's no guarantee.
We kind of use them interchangeably, though.
Yeah.
We can still call ourselves Vera, but like officially, you know, for Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all that, you know, we can still go by the band Vera.
Yeah.
But then just, you know, more casually be Vera.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's not.
That's like the technical reason why we're the band Vera, but that's Vera is my last name.
Oh,
so,
okay.
That's why then, yeah, and I'm the singer. And I write most of the music. I'm kind of the band leader, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the one that, to get the emails for interviews and stuff like that. I deal with all of that stuff. And,
okay.
And then I'm the singer, so it's kind of a two-part answer for you. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, it makes sense. So when I looked you guys up on Spotify, I did first type in Vera.
Yeah.
And I was, like, trying to listen to your guys' music. I was like, this is not them.
Something's
yeah.
not right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I checked back again. I was like, oh, it's the band.
The band Vera.
Yep.
So
it's annoying, but, it, like, nobody else is named the band Vera.
Yeah.
So everything just came really easily.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with, like, Facebook, too. When we started the Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
there was, like, some metal band named
Vera. Right.
So we were just like, okay, we'll just put the band Vera.
And everybody's
like
cool. Ooh, I didn't know Aaron did this.
Yeah. Like, metal music is
edgy.
Wow.
Cool. So with the EP,
mm-hmm.
I listened to it and I was really impressed.
Thank
like you.
You
guys were top notch quality.
Thank you.
It's all Spencer.
Did he produce it? Like
no, he's our piano player. He's like by far, formerly, but he's by far like the best musician in the band.
Really?
Like he, he just, I mean, he's
him
been.
Him and Drew are pretty similar.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys decide.
Okay.
In your head, you're like,
I'm the best, dang it.
I guess my question for you guys, though, was just like your inspiration behind it. Like, he kind of mentioned, too, that it just felt kind of, like, soulful.
Mm.
And, like, the lyrics, there's one, I forget what it's called. It has the word colorless in it.
Yeah,
colorless
love.
Yeah, colorless love. Like, wow, I feel like I could slow dance and, like, fall in love to that song. And it was just, like, my heart. So I just want to hear more about it. Like, tell me things.
Okay.
It's your song, so.
Yeah, so I wrote all of those tunes on the EP.
Mm-hmm.
Colorless love, I actually wrote after a breakup. I was living with a guy and he cheated on me is what happened, and then I had to move back into my parents' house, and it was kind of a weird transition for me because my parents are very conservative LDS people and not always super cool with me being gay, and so I think at that time it was kind of like my anthem, like, well, just because I'm moving back into your house doesn't mean that like love doesn't exist for me, you know.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the whole idea, is that love doesn't see any kind of color, you know.
Yeah.
It's just love is love.
I've always thought that's kind of funny about the stuff that you wrote or write, is like it sounds like this catchy, pretty love song, and then there ends up being kind of a darker meaning
like
behind it, which makes it
kind
of fun. Which makes it kind of fun to play, because it's like I know what it's about, but everybody out there just thinks it's like a, you know.
Yeah.
Like a cute little song, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah. And I think at the time, like, those three tunes that are on the EP were just kind of, we had spent the most time on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we decided to record those three. Because we have other original tunes, you know, that we didn't include.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and one more time, that's like the really slow one in 6/8. That one I wrote for my sister's wedding. But that one also has like kind of a darker meaning to it, which I've not told anybody in my family. Because they think it's like my sister's wedding song.
Right.
But it's...
Yeah. And then Minefield is just kind of dark.
Yeah, Minefield's kind of dark.
Kind of, there's no, like, secrets there.
Yeah, that one was... That's pretty deep, though. Still, I wrote it, like... Man, the songs get pretty personal, I think, for me. Which that's how all music is.
And that's why I think it kind of resonates with
yeah.
people. So.
But I wrote that actually about, like, my relationship with a god, or
yeah.
whatever god was at that time to me. Because I felt like I was just, everything was, like, walking through a minefield. You know,
yeah.
like, everywhere I went was like, man, is my life going to explode now? Or will it be with the next step? And is that the right direction? Or, like, which way am I going? That's kind of where the inspiration for that came. So.
You just let them think that it's for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in 10
yeah.
years, just pop it out. By the way.
By the way, that
yeah.
there's some deep stuff in there.
Or it'll be like one of those things where it's like, if you're a real fan, you know what the song is
yeah,
actually.
There's like that one interview
right.
from like 5 years ago that has like 600 views on YouTube and it has like the meaning.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like how like you learn about any like great band is
yeah.
by trying to find interviews where they're talking about that stuff.
Yeah,
that they're just not they're not like plastering it everywhere. You know, it's just a thing that they talk about in passing at some review.
Yeah.
That's
well, I think part of what makes a good song too is like it means something different and something personal to every person that
yeah, like
likes
it's relatable.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily have to mean what you
Yeah, exactly.
As long as it kind
means
of
something.
As long as it affects somebody
yeah.
that's we're kind of doing.
That's kind of what I love about, like, threads online, because you can, like, sometimes, you know, you really want to know, what were they thinking behind the song? And so
mm-hmm.
you're, like, looking it up, and you're, like, you're reading the
right.
comments.
Yeah.
But everyone like, has their own thing.
Yeah, and
it.
Then it's, like, frustrating at first, because you're, like, oh, I just want to understand. But then, like, you finally, like, kind of give in that
yeah,
it's, like, oh,
like,
your interpretation.
Like,
sure.
oh, wow, I think that's a really beautiful interpretation of that song.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy. I've never thought about it that way before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's probably people that even do that. With our songs, they probably, you know, they're thinking about whatever they're thinking about in terms of, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is what this song means, but
yep,
and
which is totally cool.
Yeah, which is what
it's and it's like I mean it's probably equally as valid in some sense, you know. I mean, like, I don't know, some people wouldn't read into it as much; they would just listen to it, you know, which is fine. But you know, anyone who wanted to put a meaning to it, I'm, you know, that's.
Just listen to lyrics.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So I guess my next question for you guys. What is something unique that you guys bring into the band, besides the instruments that you play in this band?
I don't know.
Can I start? Is that cool?
Yeah, sure. I think I understand the question, but I'll let you go. And
okay, so we are, well, let me ask you. As a genre, how would you define this band? It's
okay.
Like, go ahead.
Okay, I've only heard the EP.
Okay.
I haven't heard your guys'
okay.
stuff before that.
It's
so going off of that, like a really, like a soft, like, alternative. Like any alternative.
Yeah, like alternative pop, like soul, R&B. I feel
yeah,
like we kind of fit
yeah.
into all those things, right?
I feel this, yeah.
What I think kind of is cool is that three of the members of the band are actually really good jazz musicians. And so we kind of bring that
yeah.
kind of knowledge of music to the table, and it actually kind of it really informs the songwriting
yeah.
process and like some creative decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But we all, I mean, we all have like our own tastes that are all so unique. Like our bassist,
yeah.
he really likes funk music, and so he's got this like slap thing that, I mean, it's weird because it's not like it always works with our music, but like when we need it, like, damn, can he play slap bass really
right.
well, you know?
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of stuff, you know, like prog rock and, you know, instrumental rock, whatever,
sure.
like, jazz, you know, whatever, you know, like, we all just have our things that we listen to. I mean, our other guitarist, not Drew, he listens to, like, Rush, Led Zeppelin, and, you
yeah.
know, class,
sort
classic
of rock. Prog rock.
So, I mean,
rock,
so. Yeah, like, we're like all over the place,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a band in terms of our influences,
mm-hmm.
but like we've also found a way to just make music that
it's like we come together and then it's like, well, here's our sound somehow.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know what like the math or the equation is, but like,
yeah,
we
I feel like it's
because
I feel like it's because we're not trying too hard to like show off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like Spencer's like, don't get me wrong, Spencer's really good, but when he plays, I don't get the sense of like, guys, check out how cool I'm and good I am at the piano.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
no,
like,
he
no,
does
he's
that.
He's just, yeah, he's just playing music with the rest of the band.
Well, I get the sense that, like, any successful band or musician is there to serve the music, not necessarily to
yeah.
be viewed as the best.
Yeah.
And so where, you know, if I have a solo or Spencer has a solo or Justice has a solo, you know, obviously we're playing our butts off and we're trying to play our best. But I think it's playing our best for the people around us and the people who are listening, not just to be, you know, oh my gosh, look at me, I can play my instrument really well.
Yeah.
It's really not fueled by that at all, which is good. So
yeah.
I'm glad it's not, because it came out with the sounds that you guys have now.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think that, like, me as a band leader, I'm, like, super grateful for the musicians that I have in my group because of that reason, like, for some reason or another, like, I was able to attract certain people to, like, either stick with me. You kind of were forced in it with Lance, right?
I wasn't forced to do anything, dude.
That's true.
I wasn't forced to come here today.
Yeah, that's true.
I could have stayed home.
But, like, Justice didn't know me at all before he joined the band. Just trust me.
Yeah, it was
like,
just, it was a mutual friend that, like, I had done some shows with, and he was like, hey, I have a friend that is moving to Logan that wants to start a band. And I was like, hell yeah, dude, let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And so I don't know why these people have, like, stuck with me, but I'm grateful for it because I think that something special happens, and I trust each member of the band.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's, like, the biggest thing you can do as a band leader is, like, have trust.
And not just musically, but just as human beings.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, when me and Aaron met, I was actually his teacher in a class for a little bit, which was
Oh, really?
Funny.
Like a TA?
Yeah,
or?
So I'm a TA. No,
you led my... He was, like, gave me a grade.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were
okay.
There was
He's
kind of a conflict of interest there because we're, like, best friends now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So Drew's in the master's program at Utah State, the guitar master's program.
Oh.
So we literally played one gig together because you needed, like, a sub. Like, you needed a guitar player. And we played it, and, like, I went to his house and we rehearsed. And it was just, like, immediately, like... As human beings, we are just, like,
we clicked,
on the same wavelength.
We clicked there, and then musically it clicked as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And that's kind of happened with everybody.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like,
right.
Oh, wow, like, this fits.
Yeah. So would you say, like, that's kind of how your practices go? Or, like, you mentioned that, you know, you, like, come up with the ideas with, like, a lot of the songs and stuff like that. But, like, as far as practicing, do you guys just kind of, like, play, like, oh, hey, let's play, like, this cover, let's do this, or, like, you're messing around and then someone kind of, like, jumps on board, like, how does that...
So there's a lot of different ways. A lot, we actually have been pretty busy, like, last semester we played a lot of gigs, so a lot of the time we were rehearsing, it was, like, we have 5 songs to learn because we have to play 5 songs more
tomorrow
yeah. than we did last time.
Right, yeah.
But then it kind of cooled down at the end, near the end of the semester, and we were able to, like, we have this new tune called To Fall in Love, and I brought Drew, like, kind of the main idea, and we had it all sketched out, and we brought it to the band, and then we had, like, they really liked it, and then we had the full thing written, and then we brought it to the band, and it was like, oh, Spencer added that one cool
thing.
And then, like, the beat came from Justice, like, that really spacey thing that you do at the beginning, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and on my part, I mean, it's just, for me, it's all just experimenting. And even when we do covers, there are some covers that I listen to and I'm just like, okay, I'm playing that exactly how it is. And then there's some covers that I'm just like, I'm just going to do my own thing. Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's even times where, like, I'm experimenting, like, at the gig, which I probably shouldn't. But, like...
It makes it unique.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, it's...
It kind of depends, too. Like, that song was interesting, and this is how I think, like, most of the originals kind of work. Like, Aaron, you had kind of had an idea, and then we ended up co-writing pretty much the whole thing, lyrics and music and everything. But even still, it wasn't done because we had to take it to the band, and then they added all of their stuff, right? So that's kind of like the creative process for the originals.
Mm-hmm.
With the covers, it's kind of like,
it's
almost like we have a suggestion box, and then, like, it all goes to Aaron, and he can either veto it or be like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Do that too.
Because I have to sing it. So, like, that's
why it's not even like,
me.
It's not a power trip thing.
No.
It's like literally, can I sing this or not?
Yeah.
You know? Or do I like this song to sing? Do I like it enough to sing it?
Yeah.
And, like, can I move that into a key that would be good for me? And, like, all of those things. So, the creative process, and I think it's changing, too.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing, because, like, that bass line that Ian has is really cool.
The new one?
Yeah. It has, like, a ton of potential, and that came from, like, a jam during a rehearsal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, you know, like, it just kind of, however it comes. We're cool with it. So.
Going with the flow.
Just riding that wave.
Just riding that wave.
you guys are.
Thanks.
So I guess like where are you guys wanting to take it exactly? Like you guys are
everywhere.
Fine like doing. Okay, so like more you're wanting like out of Logan and
we
like.
We
want to
be rich and famous. I don't know if that answers your question. or not. Yeah.
Some big not I don't know some fairly big things have happened.
Sure.
More for me than this band.
Yeah.
Because the band was gone for the summer.
Yeah.
Like music-wise, or just
yeah, I've made some pretty cool connections, and
oh, cool.
I sing at Love Loud Fest.
With the Magic Dragon and Zed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so there was
cool.
Like this Encircle group, and they had this audition, and I made it. So we
it's like
went
eight,
on stage.
Eight singers, right?
Yeah, and we went on stage right before Magic Dragons, and I like met the guy who he's the COO of Love Loud. So
yeah.
we started out mostly here, but actually our most recent gigs have not been. So
good.
That's positive.
And I don't want to speak for you, but I mean, I think the goal for everybody is that some of that stuff translates to bigger success for the
exactly.
band.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're hopeful
cool.
about some things.
Yeah.
Do you guys, like, are you guys sending, like, EPs to people for potentials? Like, how are you trying to reach those networks?
We haven't done much of that yet, because actually quite a few gigs have come from this one connection.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, everybody always asks for an electronic press kit. I don't even know how to make one of those.
No.
So there's some work we need to do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, it's going to be good
I think
with them
well,
this year.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get a lot of that
yeah.
taken care of.
Yeah, and I also feel like those are kinds of things that we probably wouldn't have ever thought that we'd need to deal with, being a band in Logan.
Yeah.
Like, because, yeah, that's definitely reaching a level of, like, bands that are in bigger cities that, you know, actually need to, like, reach out to more people, you know. But yeah, like as far as Logan is concerned, you know, like we've played the Cash, Y Sound, we've played at Utah State, and so like I'm and Logan's just a small place, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that like, oh, we're the biggest band in Logan and we're so important.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, no, Logan's just small, and you know, we just have been doing this long enough now that, you know, we're up there to where, you know,
you kind of have to view yourself that, I mean, like, we are from Logan obviously, but you kind of have to view Logan and Salt Lake as kind of the scene that trying to
yeah but something like the electronic press kit or, you know, yeah, stuff like who
yeah.
are you gonna send our EP to, like, that's definitely not stuff that we've, you know, been thinking about.
Yeah,
but like it'll probably be
we
something
better get
that,
on it. Yeah,
yeah, because yeah, we're all living together this semester, so
yeah. And now I like some things are moving, like I think it's for a band to go far, it's mostly about being organized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like I have ADHD, so that's not great, but like we have a website now, which is cool. Like, that's
ooh,
a cool thing. Had a friend build the website for us, and like we have some merch and stuff. So like we're slowly have been building stuff,
yeah.
And yeah, I think like the connections we're getting are big enough that I could see some things happening.
I kind of feel like it's kind of just a matter of getting our music in as many people's ears as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think I've heard anything negative from people who have listened.
Yeah, exactly.
To the music, and
yeah.
so if we can just get our music
out there
across the country, that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm working on, like I'm from Arkansas, so my whole family is there.
Yeah.
Are you from Arkansas?
No, I have a buddy from there.
Okay, all right. I was gonna like give you a hug if
Arkansas.
You were.
No,
yeah.
Arizona.
Okay. So like my whole family's out there, so that's like immediately another base that I'm trying to like reach out to and
yeah.
kind of connect
cool.
with. So
yeah,
we're trying.
But yeah, we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
So. And a lot of it is working on our sound as well. I think, like, we know what our sound is, but refining it is what's gonna...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that's, like, weird about that is that we're also all trying to just develop ourselves as people and as musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am still trying to practice, you know, an hour a day, at least 5 days a week. And, I mean, there's things that I'm working on that I'm... It's not like, oh, I'm working on this because I'm in this band, you know. It's like, no, I'm just working on this just to get better.
We all have, like, musical endeavors outside of the
yeah.
band.